The change makes Kentucky the second state in the nation to offer bass fishing at the varsity high school level. Illinois was the first state to offer the program in 2008. That is not to say that high school athletes weren't able to compete in the sport prior to KHSAA's decision. FLW Outdoors Vice President of Operations, Dave Washburn, says there were unofficial competitions taking place across the nation.
Last year, we held an open high school event on Kentucky Lake. Murray State hosted the event, and we had over 70 teams participate from 9 different states. So that was already happening on an informal level. FLW and the Bass Federation, we are holding a high school state championship in every state in the country.
With this interest at the club level, the KHSAA felt now was a good time to seek incorporating the sport at the varsity level. Spokesman Eldon May.
When you stop and think about it, a lot of these students that will be participating likely are already doing that. They're just not doing it as part of a school-based team.
Looking at the example set by Illinois, the move would engage a large number of students who may otherwise not be involved in high school sanctioned sports. Again, Dave Washburn.
What it does is it ties a whole new group of students back to their school and gives them a sense of pride that other athletes in the school already have.
When Illinois sanctioned bass fishing, they found 61% of participants were not involved in any other sport. At Marshall County High in Kentucky, the bass club boasts over 40 members and competes often, sometimes at national events in neighboring states. Marshall County High School Athletic Director Jeff Stokes is excited to see what opportunities sanctioning the sport will offer.
That's been participating in this program, and it's male and female, and that's what kind of excites us. It's opportunities for kids who would not necessarily go out and be participating in one of these other sports that they're in here, being able to work in something that they really enjoy.
Another hurdle to overcome is the need for supplies. While it is possible to fish with simply a fishing rod, reel, and some line, the competitive bass fisherman needs the basics plus rigs and a bass boat, many of which cost upwards of $60,000. So Stokes is looking outside the school for help.
We have some community members that have really stepped up and offer their boat for services. What it is members of our community are going out and saying, hey, I'm going to sponsor this team. You know, they actually go out and drive their own boat to be able to go to the different fishing spots.
It's common for fishermen to donate their boats for use during club competitions. Students won't be allowed to drive the boat, but will be able to inform the driver of where he or she would like to fish. And throughout the existence of the club system, communities such as those found throughout the purchase have furnished these young anglers with all they need. All student competitors will also be insured against accidents through automatic membership in the Student Bass Federation. Bass fishing has become a competitive sport in colleges throughout the country. FLW stats show before the birth of bass fishing as a college sport, there were 90 college clubs in the U.S. Now, after only a few seasons, the number of college clubs is approaching 500. All groups involved in the sanctioning of bass fishing at the high school level hope to see this type of growth in the teen age group. For WKMS, this is Drew Adams.